For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent a congratulatory letter to herbal expert Tu Youyou, who became the first Chinese female to win a Nobel Prize. The pharmacologist shared the Nobel Prize for Medicine together with Irish-born William Campbell and Japan's Satoshi Omura. Tu Youyou discovered a therapy in the Chinese herbal medicine field that has significantly reduced the mortality rates for patients suffering from malaria. The disease kills 450,000 annually and makes billions of vulnerable people at risk. In his letter, Premier Li said that Tu's award signifies China's prosperity and progress in scientific and technological fields and marks a great contribution of traditional Chinese medicine to the cause of human health. He also encouraged Chinese scientists to seek greater progress in the most advanced scientific and technological projects. William Campbell and Satoshi Omura share the other half of the prize for their discoveries concerning a novel therapy against infections caused by roundworm parasites. At least 11 people have been killed since Typhoon Mujige hit southern China. 4 people remain missing and 243 others have been injured. Some 66,000 residents in southern China's Guangxi have been evacuated due to the typhoon. It is now moving northwest and is weakening in strength. Turkey has again summoned the Russian ambassador after a Russian fighter jet violated Turkish airspace for the second time over the weekend. Sunday's intrusion came after a similar incident on the previous day. A spokesperson for Russia's Defense Ministry said that the Russian jet operating in Syria accidentally entered Turkish airspace for a few seconds on Saturday after returning to its base located about 30 kilometers south of the border with Turkey. He said the violation happened due to poor weather conditions in the area, which forced the pilots to approach the base from the north. He didn't react to the second violation. The Pentagon says Afghan forces had asked for U.S. airstrikes that killed 22 civilians in Kunduz, Afghanistan. Army General John F. Campbell, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, says Afghan forces called for the airstrikes to eliminate the Taliban threat. This is different from initial reports which indicated that U.S. forces were threatened and the airstrike was called on their behalf. The airstrikes on the weekend hit a hospital run by the aid agency Doctors Without Borders. Shortly after the Pentagon's remarks, the medical agency called for an independent investigation into the incident, despite several pledges from the White House and the Pentagon to conduct transparent investigations. 12 Pacific Rim countries, including the US and Japan, have reached a deal on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact. The deal reportedly covers about 40% of global economic output. Top trade negotiators from the 12 Pacific Rim countries are expected to announce the deal in Atlanta on Monday local time after wrapping up a 5-day TPP ministerial meeting. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has presented his government's 4-year policy program. Tsipras has addressed a parliament plenary for the first time after a snap general election last month. Tsipras is pledging the full and swift implementation of reforms conducted under the third bailout agreed with international lenders this summer. He also promises to introduce measures to soften the impact from the new round of harsh austerity policies. During a Eurogroup meeting shortly before Tsipras' address, the Greek finance minister discussed some 40 prior actions Athens needs to seal by mid-October to unlock the first €2 billion aid tranche. Jack Dorsey has been officially named the CEO of Twitter permanently. Twitter's stock rose by more than 7% after the news came out. Dorsey co-founded Twitter in 2006 and left it 2 years later. He has been working as interim chief since July after Dick Costolo stepped down as CEO. It's been forecasted that the northern part of China will continue to see smog today. Both the national and local meteorological authorities in Beijing have issued smog warnings separately, advising people in affected areas to reduce outdoor activities. It is also the first warning of serious air pollution that the capital has released this fall. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.